Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting second. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Ray. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tony Peña. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dale Barra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry McWilliams. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Larry McWilliams. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mark Bradley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy takes first base on ball four. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lacy. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Lacy steals second. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a pop-up towards short. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lacy moves to third. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baylor for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McWilliams. Kingman moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McWilliams. Kingman moves to third. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster takes first base on ball four. Mark Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler strikes out. One out. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks strikes out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McWilliams juggles the ball. That's an error on McWilliams. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McWilliams fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McWilliams. Hodges moves to second. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lacey. Giles reaches second base with a double. Hodges scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mets. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mazzilli, who is chasing the ball. Seaver reaches third base with a triple. Giles scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seaver tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Mets. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry McWilliams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McWilliams strikes out. Two outs. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lacey hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazzilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a pop-up towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley takes first base on ball 4. Foster moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Foster scores. Bradley moves to third. It's 4-0, Mets. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Giles hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ray reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Easler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Seaver hits a pop-up towards short. Barra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Barra. Wilson moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0 for 1 in the game. Ray hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Giles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 0 for 1 in the game. Barra hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker pinch hits for Larry McWilliams. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Manny Sarmiento now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Foster strikes out. One out. Mark Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sarmiento fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lacy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. Lacy moves to second. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Seaver bunts in front of the plate. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. Giles moves to second. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-2 in the game. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0-for-2 in the game. Ray strikes out. There goes Easler. The throw from Hodges to Baylor, and Easler is out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks juggles the ball. That's an error on Brooks. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 0-for-2 in the game. Barra takes first base on ball 4. Peña moves to second. Richie Hebner pinch hits for Manny Sarmiento. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Wynn now pitching. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-3 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-3 in the game. Mozilli strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 3 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Seaver takes first base on ball 4. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Seaver moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Easler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0 for 3 in the game. Ray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.